I don't know, I just use a comb to get it out of my eyes so I wouldn't look like a character in the funny paper. Dagwood.
Oh yeah, he has a problem with that, yeah. Well, you would just call the other thing just a brush?
Yeah, hairbrush. Of course, I think some later on they used that to kind of correct children. Of course, they don't crack children anymore.
This has become a problem,
huh? Yeah, all over.
Well, what about if you were burning coal? The container that you might keep the coal.
We call that a coal scuttle.
What did that look like?
Well, it has a spout on it. It's just like a zinc bucket with a spout, kind of a chute, so you can pour it into the only coal I ever burned, we had a hopper on it, and it ground it up. What do you call it? Can't think of it now, but then I never burned it. Big coal, because this is wood burning country, we're too far from coal, but they did have, when it's in lumps, they had a bucket they called a coal scuttle. Mm-hmm. And then that had a spout, and they'd dump it into the firebox of the stove.
Well, speaking of the stove, what did you call the pipe that went from the stove up to the
chimney? Mm-hmm. It's called a stovepipe.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the part that went from there to the end of the stovepipe up to the outside of the house?
We call that a flue, or a chimney. Mm-hmm. But normally, when it's just a small stove, we call it a flue.
Mm-hmm. What about this thing that you might use around the yard to carry things in for yard work? Could have a
wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow. Mm-hmm. Ever heard that called by any other name?
I said the Irish had a name for it. I said, what was that? We always called it a wheelbarrow, mm-hmm. But then that's all I ever heard.
You ever heard it called a Georgia buggy?
No. Mm-hmm. I operated one of those wheelbarrows out in California. I needed a job, and I worked in a steel mill. And we were doing a lot of concrete work, and so I hauled the sand. We had a concrete mixer up there, and I'd haul the sand. They had one that hauled gravel in it, so many gravel. And then ever so often we had sand come in there. So we mixed it up as we went. Mm-hmm. They called them the Irishmen. What did the Irish have? But anyway, we called it a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Wheelbar.
Wheelbar. Yeah. What about if you had an axe and you wanted to put an edge on it? This big thing that's usually operated by some kind of foot pedal, you know?
That'd be a grindstone.
Right.
Now, earlier they turned those grindstones by hand, and later on they put a tin can up there and punched a hole in to pour the water so it dropped down there. But the early ones made a frame, got some child around the place that wasn't doing anything, turned while granddad or dad sharpened his axe. Mm-hmm. Then later on they put a pedal on it, like they had a little old time sewing machine. Then they had a can up there to put water in, and they had the one-man operation there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about talking about that sort of thing? Was there something maybe you could hold in your hand to put a sharper edge on it?
That was, well, now, Arkansas is noted for the Arkansas whetstone.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They ship Arkansas whetstones all over the world.
I heard that.
And it's down in the southern part, down the Washita Range someplace. If you pick up catalogs, Craftsman, for instance, in Chicago, they advertise Arkansas whetstone.
Hmm.
So Arkansas is well known for whetstone. In fact, we have a mountain out in the Western District, and earlier they called it Grindstone Mountain.
That's
so the sandstone is good for whetstone, grindstone.
Yeah. Well, what do you call the